Good morning. I see little wiggles on the waveform. That means it's recording. That's a good sign. It is 10:50 a.m. on Monday, March the 7th, 2021. No, 2022. Focus. If I had focus, life would be a lot easier. Unfortunately, the things I'm focused on are not the things that I probably would feel more appropriate, would feel better about. If I were to focus on them instead. That goes back to the how does it make you feel? How does it make you feel? I've been thinking about that a lot because, Jesus. It's cold. It's cold. It's not that cold. It's like 30 degrees. It's not that bad today. I'm not getting a lot of breeze right at the moment. My ears are cold. My nose is cold. My fingers are cold. With the jacket unzipped, I've got wind focused right down my neck. Morning. So yeah, last week I tried to walk and talk at the same time. Yeah, that didn't come out as well as I had hoped. And now the screen's locked, I can't look to see if it's still recording. I'll just have to trust that it is. So the last couple of days have been kind of icky. Last Friday was actually a pretty good day, but I didn't get out. There's a lot of excuses, but the bottom line is I didn't get out. Find my focus. I need to find the path again. And part of it is sleep, which is hard to come by. Part of it is walking, which is hard to come by. For a long time I've said, I gotta get to sleep in place before I can do the walk. And the reality is, I don't think I'll ever get to sleep in place. I can't put off walking because walking helps so much. I've been fiddling with the wizard's cat. It's 60,000 words. If I could get 40,000 more and wrap up a storyline, that would be a good book. I think I'm at the midway point, which means I've got about 60,000 more words to go. As I said the other day, and then failed to record, there's a couple of things that are missing. As I'm going through it, I realized that, there's a couple of things I'm missing. Naomi has sort of disappeared, and that's not in keeping with Naomi. Naomi should not just disappear. I'll tell Bruna. Is lurking in the background, but he's not really willing. It's not really time for him to step into center stage yet. But uh, Naomi has a brother. Shackelford has a nephew. Somebody pointed it out. And I had forgotten all about it. But Shackelford has a nephew, and that's pretty handy. For those of you who might have missed the earlier conversations about the Wizard's Cat, I was pretty sure I knew where the Wizard's Cat, who the Wizard's Cat was and where it came from. And unfortunately, none of that actually worked. So 30,000 words or so, some of which have actually come back in this new Wizard's Cat. Version 2 Electric Boogaloo. And so some of it's come back. I haven't lost them altogether. Still have them somewhere. But along the way, some other ideas have come to me, and so that's a good thing. I just need to get some of those ideas into play. Cold enough, my nose is running. So I have been reading, I've still been reading a lot. I read 200 books last year. I finished number 200 on the last day of the year. And it wasn't so much the idea of how many books can you read? How many books can you cram in? It was, all right, I finished that book. What am I going to read next? Now, for a while, I was doing a thing with the Royal Manticore Navy. They had what they called a gunnery exercise where your ship and then your fleet, all the heavy readers. How many books can you read? How many pages? I think it's pages. Can you read? And for ebooks, you use the paperback version, if there was one. Since the number of pages varies in an ebook. So that was a fun little exercise, and it got me back into reading. It got my head out of my butt a little bit and started reading. Reading heavily. It wasn't like I wasn't reading at all. But now I read. I read before bed. I read at lunch. Sometimes I'll take the afternoon and read, sit in the sun in the living room. Sun is high enough in the sky now that the sun in the living room isn't exactly shining in on my reading chair, so Somebody's coming. All right. I can't tell if he's... This guy in a polo shirt and belted shorts. With his running shoes. It looks like a pair of Bose headphones clamped to his head. I don't know what he's saying to himself, but he was saying something. Almost looked like his shirt looked like it was a uniform shirt. Like he was on his way to work. He was running to get to work. Anyway, so I'm reading a lot. I'm reading Space Janitor. Now, I've said before how much I really don't like novellas. I've had several people recommend a particular author. Come upon it, get ready, say it with me. Monk Post. Self-published, yes. In theory. I'm not 100% sure that's true. I think it's small press. But also, only novellas. All novellas. All novellas all the time. And I read the first one, and it's like, yeah. It's a good story. But it's not... It's a novella. By the time I got into it, it was over. By the time things started really cooking along, they ended. And while it's true that there are several sequels out already, it's also true that the pacing on a novella just does not work for me. I read too fast. I want to be entertained. I want to dig in. All right. Bathtub in the back of that pickup truck there. And so I've realized that there's a whole bunch of obstacles to me reading a whole bunch of stuff. I'm in a number of groups on Facebook about science fiction and fantasy and book lovers and blah, 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 blah. And the problem with those are that they all recommend the same 45 books. They're all recommending, they're all reading the same 45 books. They're all tradpub. And I'm sure they're wonderful books. But I'm not going to read them. The other thing I don't read is present tense. Present tense makes my brain itch. I don't know what it is. I keep wanting it to be past tense. Present tense just is hard for me to read. It's hard for me to get into the story. Now, that said, Space Janitor. Huni, H-U-N-I. The first book is Vacuum of Space. First person, present tense. I'm into the second book. I'm almost done with the second book. And the present tense is like nails on a chalkboard. But the story's good enough that I'm willing to put up with it. If you like present tense, if you can read it without groaning, Even if you don't like it. Vacuum of space. I'm almost through the dust of Keku. Kaku. The main character is hysterical. And not in the usual way. She's funny. She makes me laugh. Not a loud laugh like Jerry Boyd, but she makes me laugh. Speaking of Jerry Boyd, Jerry Boyd's got a new book out. I think it's number 23. I've read that already. In case you missed it. What else have I been reading? I just finished Blue Shift. Chani, Chaney, and Maggert, Magert, I think. Blue Shift. It's book, I don't know, book 4 or 5. Space Patrol. It's pretty good. It's not as pulpy. What was the one that I was reading that was really pulpy? With cigarettes and bad cops and... What the hell was the name of that one? I'll have to go see if I can find it. That was pretty good. I read 3 or 4. I read till the end and then stopped because I wouldn't buy a pre-order. That's the other thing. I don't buy pre-orders. When I'm looking for a book to read, I'm looking for a book to read. Right now. Now. Not... October 22. I'm looking for a book I can read this afternoon, not next winter. So pre-orders and I do not get along. I also don't use them because I don't like the way, I don't want the, I don't like what they do. Tongue work. I don't like what they do to my visibility in the Amazon storefront. So, while I know people love them, and I know everybody has asked me for them, the only way a pre-order shows up is for ebooks, and that's because Podium does them on the ebook. Speaking of that, Zyphurious Call has already cleared Audible, and I uploaded it a week later than, not Zephyr's Call, Hermit of Limus Wood has already cleared Audible, even though I uploaded it a week after, I think maybe 2 weeks after Zephyr's Call. I've had no pushback, I've had no feedback from either, from anybody on Zyphurious Call. It's out on Chirp. And I know some people have picked it up on Chirp because it's cheaper there. I don't blame you. And I really am grateful for the dozen or so people who have bought the books, the audiobooks. I'm hoping that that number goes up substantially when we get to having all 3 books available. We'll see how it goes. It's all sunk cost at this point. Oh, somebody wrote to me and said, and referenced Sanderson's Kickstarter for his surprise novels and his I don't know what it is now. Last time I saw it was like $22 million. Yeah, $22 million. He can hire whatever he needs done. Somebody wrote to me and said, you could do that too. No, I can't. Improve your paperback distribution. No. Our market is not paperback distribution. That's the first mistake. That's the first mistake. Kickstart the hardcovers. Do it. Sigler did for the rookie. I watched him go through that process. And here's the thing. I'm trying really hard to write new books. And every one of those projects means I have to go do something besides write new books. My boots untied. My pants are falling down. I'm whining. But it is a pretty morning. Every one of those projects is something that I would have to do besides trying to get enough focus put together in one place to write the next book. And what really would make me feel good, what would really work for me, is not finding new revenue streams for old books. It's finding new books. And that's what makes me feel good. However, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.